Reishu chelik alef daf reish yud beis. We got to the fourth chapter. Nisborer sheyeshnam shlosha shelavim bekiruv haguf la'avodas Hashem. We clarified in the last chapter that there are three stages in bringing the body near to avodas Hashem. First, nitzuach. Nitzuach means to be victorious, to make battle, to struggle with the body and to succeed. Then there's pius. Literally to appease. We spoke about this in the last chapter, to make sure that the body is satisfied to the necessary extent. And the third was haskamasabu, for the body enthusiastically joins in the avodas Hashem. Hayesoid v'aschalau, the fundamental idea at the beginning was simas halev lizguvas advayim, to pay attention, not to ignore how one's body responds, or body in the broad sense of midois and other things, to pay attention to how it responds, v'achanasam likasa mitzvois, and preparing for the mitzvois. Lishlavim eile makbilim shlosha sugei machshava. Corresponding to these three stages are three types of thought, v'hem alelo lislamed lishlamesh, which we need to train ourselves to use, ki hinei ha'avida ikariz bezet lo yaba machshava, because mostly this depends on thought, this process. So let's describe these three types of thought. Firstly, etzem ha'machshava hi koach malchus ba'adam. This is a fascinating insight. The act of thinking, the very concept of thinking, is a force of royalty, force of kingship in the person. Milas melech, the very word, etymologically derives from as follows, perusha bal etza machshava, a person of counsel, a person of thought. Kilosha nagmar, like the Gemara puts it, nimlach bedatoi, the word nimlach, that root is melech, to reconsider, to think, to take counsel. So melech means a person of thought and deliberation. Melech ubal machshava, a king is somebody of thought, hamaniges amoy be'atzasei, who guides and leads his nation through his counsel. That in itself is remarkable. B'mida yedua nimshachim kol kochos haguf acharei machshava. To a significant extent, all the forces of the body follow one's thought. When a person is deeply in thought, his body is submissive. It's much less active. Yeah? His gestures become more restrained. His words are again restrained. He's characterized by a seriousness. When one's thinking pleasant thoughts, Margish Adam Hoid Malchus Bimi, a person can sense inside Hoid Malchus, the splendor of kingship, and the body is controlled by the thought. Malchus Machshava Kolkach Tkifa Adam, this royalty, this kingship of thought is so intense within a human being, actually Koivas Esmahu Soil, to the point that it determines his essence. We all know this Gemara in Kiddushin, Hareat Mekudeshes Li'al Menashe Nitzadik, the person pronounces, she's mekudeshes, contingent on my being tzaddik. Afil rasha gamur mekudeshes. If we knew him to be a rasha gamur, halachically she's mekudeshes. That's halacha. Shema hirher teshuva bedatoi, because he could have been thinking teshuva. Im hirher bis teshuva. If the person was thinking, she'en shem ena machshava ba'alma, all you have is mere thought. No more than that. Didn't say anything or do anything. He is already a Baal Teshuvah. The very act of thinking has transformed him from a Rasha to a Tzaddik. Let's turn now to actions, to activities of mitzvois. What are we to do as we approach a mitzvah? And we sense, for example, that we just want to boast, we just want to show off. Or doesn't feel anything at all, no intention whatsoever, no concentration. The whole thing is just routine. There's no content to it. So, like in all areas of midos and avodah, the Mesilas Yesharim guides us here as well. He writes in Perek Yud Zayin, "Ultaher machshavtei b'maase avodah." So, in order to purify one's thought, the person should reflect about the delusion, the deception of kavod, and accustom oneself to escape it, to flee it, to avoid it. אז ינקה בעיסה ודסוי מפני סלע השבח ולתהילה אשר יהיה ללו בני אדם. Then he will cleanse himself, to some extent at least, at the time of Avodah, from turning towards praise and commendation that people give him. ותהיה מחשבתו פונה בייחוד אל אדוננו אשר הוא תהילסינו. And his thought should turn specifically to הקדוש ברוך הוא. והוא כל תהיבסינו שלמוסינו ואפס אלוסי, who is the real good, not that כבויד. וכן הכסוב אומר, the pasuk says, הוא תהילסיך בו אלקיך. ומן המעשים המדריכים יש האדם לבוא למידה זו. So far the Ramchal has spoken about his boininus. Just to reflect and to meditate on this idea of how deceptive is this כבויד. That he's going to get. Number two, מן המעשים המדריכים יש האדם לבוא למידה זוי, some of the actions that bring a person to this, הוא הזמנה לדבר עבודה במצוויס. Is this preparation? הזמנה means to prepare oneself for the mitzvah. והיינו שלא ייכנס בקיום המצווה בפסח פסעים. Not, as I've put it before, not to fall into the mitzvah. Suddenly, just from one activity, just turn immediately into the next. שאין דעתו עדיין מיושבת עליו. His mind is not yet settled. ואין יכול להסבונן במה שהוא עושה. There's no chance, there's no opportunity to reflect on what he's about to do. And then that's not going to work. אלא יזמין עצמו אל הדבר. The person should prepare himself. ויכין ליבו במיתון. Prepare his heart with moderation עד שיכנס בהסבוננוס. To the point where he has some sort of thought. ואז יסבונן מה הוא הולך לעשות. He should reflect, what is he about to do? ולפני מי הוא הולך לעשות. In front of whom is he about to do this? שערי ביכנסו בעיון הזה. When a person reaches this analysis, when a person starts, even if it's not a deep analysis, but just thinking about these things, קל הוא שישליך מעליו פניות החיצוניות. It'll be easy to cast off all of those ulterior motives. ויקבע בליבו הכוונה האמיתית הרצויה, and to insert in his heart true and correct intent. Once he's thinking about what am I about to do, and in front of whom, and what am I busy doing. ותראה, and note, שהחסידים הראשונים היו שהים שעה אחת קודם לתפילה. סמך הכי מספללים, אז גמור לנבחו לספוצת. Those early חסידים used to prepare for a significant amount of time in then davening. ובוודאי שלא היו פונים שעה אחת לבטלה. It wasn't an hour that they spent twiddling their thumbs. אלא מסכוונים ומכינים ליבם לתפילה. They would prepare, think about this. שהיה להם להספלל, ודוחים עליהם המחשבות הזרויס, and spend the time rejecting alien thoughts, ומספלים היראה ואהבה צריכה, and fill themselves with the necessary יראה and אהבה. זהו השלב הראשון. So that's the first stage. נלחמים נגד מידויס בלתי רצויויס. One battles, one struggles against undesirable מידויס, שיכולויס להסעורר בקיום מצוויס, that may become aroused in מצוויס, like we said, person wants to, for boasting, whatever it is, al yaday hazmana lemitzvois, by preparing. It means ha'iyun ma'olech la'aseis, just thinking, analyzing about what he's about to do, ve'lifnei mi'olech la'aseis, in front of whom he's about to do that. Rikuz ha'machshava lemitzvah, concentrating one's thought on the mitzvah, do'yche p'niyois, it has the power to, first of all, repel external motivations, וקובע בלב את הכוונה האמיתית. And insert in the heart, true כוונה. So that's stage one. Just to elaborate a little bit, גם מצוויס לא יסעשה תאונס הכנה. מצוויס לא יסעשה also require הכנה. You know, up to now we're speaking about מצוויס עשה, where a person can prepare and reflect on what he's about to do. But prohibitions also require כוונה. והיא לימוד הלכויס. Interesting. To learn the relevant הלכויס of that מצווה. רבינו, הגאון רבי ישראל סלנטר כוסב, he wrote, אם פוגע בך מנובל זה, now here, רבי ישראל סלנטר is paraphrasing חזל, it's a play on words. This is a statement of חזל, right? אם פגע בך מנובל זה, מושכו לבסת מדרש. But רבי ישראל put it as follows, אם פגע בך מנובל זה, if this despicable creature, in the יצא הרע, encounters you, מושכו לבסת מדרש, שלוי, says רבי ישראל. That's the word that he adds to חזל. Meaning, concentrate on the הלכות of that particular עבירה. לכל יצר ולכל ניסיון ישנו בייס מדרש מיוחד. Every יצר and every challenge has a specific בייס מדרש, meaning הוא עסק בהלכוי סוב, to be involved in the particular אבירויס או הלכויס of that prohibition. אשר בזה תמונה הסגולה של ניצוח יצר. This activity has this property in it of defeating the יצר ההוא והעמידה בניסיון הסוב and maintaining oneself during these ניסיונות. Beis HaMidrash lis hirus misur achila. So for example, the Beis HaMidrash for being careful about isur achila, hu limud ilchois dam, vasa b'chala v'chule. Learning those alachois of kashrus. HaBeis HaMidrash legezel v'ina'a, the particular Beis HaMidrash for those, limud chois and mishpat. V'chule. Kol asher nichnasim yoseh leviru v'libun ha'alachois v'alachois l'basa. The more a person enters into clarification of practical alachois, v'yisir nezarim bahen la'amoyin b'nisayon. And this is Baduk Menuse, everyone knows that when you learn certain areas of halakha, one is much more careful in those areas. One feels already a greater zahirus. That's part one. Onwards. Loi tamid maskinim kuchos aguf amidos labidas Hashem. The forces of the body, the midois, the various appetites, do not always agree to participate in labidas Hashem. Gam acharei hisbonelus, even after one reflects on the essence and the greatest of the mitzvah that we're about to fulfill. Lifamim, sometimes, toich asiyas mitzvah, as a person is busy with a mitzvah, anu samim lev l'tguvah shlilis nimretzes mitzvah l'guf. We notice a strong negative reaction from the body. Ein lis atzev ulis atzben azeh. One should not be sad by this, one should not become nervous, upset. Others. Kere mitzvah is avodah him. The mitzvah is an avodah. V'zehu ha'amal ha'mutal alinu. This is the burden incumbent upon us. Lavi kol koichoyisenu lidei haskamah l'maaseh avodah. To ultimately bring all of our forces to commitment and to agreement to avodah. V'af li besimcha, and even that further stage of enthusiasm and joy. Kesheloi nis'aleh me'atguvah panemis. As we said in the previous chapter, when we do not ignore that negative response, perhaps we'll earn some aspect of truth in this mitzvah. At any rate, what do we do at this stage? When a person notices this, a root of rebellion, one doesn't want to, one is rejecting. So here's a second type of machshava. Hanikra cheshbon, Chazal call it cheshbon, calculation. Hu hamasa umatan hapenimi, it's an internal conversation beinenu leven atzmenu, within ourselves. Kloma bein ha'adam rotzeh lekeyem mitzvah uvein haguf ha'misnagedla, between the person who wants to fulfill the mitzvah and the body, and again all the midois or psychology that opposes it. Ki mistama misbaseses esnagdus al ta'anos kuzves mios, because presumably in most cases the opposition to the mitzvah is based on certain hidden claims which are false, and we want to expose them. Umasa umatan ze mevusas al lecha. This conversation, inner conversation, is based on the assumption, and the author holds that it's a correct assumption, that one's koichos and midois do accept intellectual arguments. When we spoke just now about the reflection before the action, that didn't expose why the kochos aguf oppose. Here, when a person does this cheshbon, he tries to reveal mitzad magofo misnagid. Why? Why is he exactly rebelling? And then to provide compelling arguments that will force the body and its forces to agree. Now, this is not the invention of the author. It's mamash in Chazal. In Bava Basra, in Chaz, a very famous Gemara, Omar Shmuel bar Nachmani, Omar Rabbi Yonasan, Mai Dichsiv, this pasuk in the Torah, Al-Kin Yomru HaMoyishelim, HaMoshlim Elo HaMoshlim Bitzram. So on the level of Jewish, Chazal says, HaMoshlim Elo HaMoshlim Bitzram, those who have conquered the Yetzir. Bo Cheshbon, the pasuk says, means Bo V'Nachashov Cheshboinoi Shel Olam. Make a calculation. Have said mitzvah keneged sechara, the loss that is incurred through doing a mitzvah, whether it's financial or time or whatever it is, keneged sechara, in comparison to the sechal. Similarly, uschar avira keneged sechara. And this is the cheshbon we're speaking about just now. An intellectual argument to convince the body that this is worthwhile, this is correct. And then the pasuk says, tibone v'sikoinen ir zichoin, imata v'iseken, if you employ this methodology, tibone v'olam hazeh v'sikoinen la'olam haba. You'll be built here, you'll be established there. Betziu, by way of illustration, anu nigashim le'mitzvah shel kabalas ol malchus shamayim. Let's say that we're approaching the mitzvah of kabalas ol malchus shamayim, kol kriyas shema, that would be the prime example. Anu mavchinim b'siruv haguf. And we notice a certain objection from the body. So reflect on mahutoy in. What exactly are the claims there? Ein ratzon ishtabed. I don't want to submit myself to anything. Shav avoid elokim. It's worthless. It's not worthwhile. Ma betza kishamanu mishmatoy. What benefit is there in fulfilling these mitzvahs? V'chi alach mekudor ranis mipnei Hashem tzvois. These are all psukim. We turn back and it's depressing, whatever. Those are the claims that echo from within oneself. Ve'af anu nomal atzmenu. So then a person employs this cheshboin. Haloi ha'emes mechayves avodaseh. Truth compels me to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's true. Shav, is it worthless? Halo ani margish yisalus b'avodas Hashem. I feel during avodas Hashem that I grow. Uva'in avodani nabaruch hu. Without the avodah, without these forms of worshiping HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm confused. You ask ma betza, what benefit is there? Ha'itachen shenavod levorei olam umanhig olam menafsid. Is it possible that one is serving the Creator and the ruler of the world and lose out from it in any way, time or money or whatever it is? K'doy ranis, it puts you in a bad mood. Halo in simcha pnimis v'agashas eish k'mo b'dei ruchanis. You know, you say to yourself, you know that there's no greater joy and there's no greater satisfaction than when a person's really growing spiritually. That's an example. The conversation is simple. Also the claims, the arguments are straightforward. The influence is surprisingly great. The main point of it is to grab hold of the correct point here. And enliven a simple, straightforward, strong emunah, v'sechil bari v'chazak, strong arguments, straightforward arguments, b'chiyuv avodas Hashem. Ad shenikar roishem, to the point where it makes an impression, v'nuchal lechaven heitev b'mitzvah she'anu oskim ba, so that one is able to concentrate then properly on the mitzvah, without those distractions of the body and the midos. Hayesod, once again, the foundation here is ta'anois sichliois miskablois elaguf. When a person argues with oneself and it's straightforward, logical arguments, the body accepts it. V'yeshnu lamshich b'amtzeas ta'anois. And we have to continue with this, formulating these arguments. Ad shenagish nechleshau nisbatla hisnag desu. To the point we feel that either the opposition of the body has been weakened or eliminated. Hu asher kosav ba'al choves lebevois. So instead of many words, use Oirech Machshav Techa V'Cheshboin. Again, the word that we've been using all along. This Cheshboin, this calculation. Ki HaMachshava Ner Shetechnisei Libcha. Thought, that was the first that you remember, thinking about these things, is like a lamp in your heart. V'Cheshboin Shemesh. And the calculation is like a sun. Ta'ir Bo'ira Matzponecha. With its light, it illuminates your hidden recesses. To reveal what's hidden there, both good and bad. Adkan.